Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. Ladies, answer me this. It's a grand thrill, isn't it, to hear the family say, "Gee, Mom, this beef is sure good." Well, that's what you'll hear when you serve Kroger quality beef. It's delicious, it's tender, it's juicy. Yes, Kroger quality beef is a wonderful treat for those wonderful people who come home to you each night, your family. Just think how their faces will light up when the aroma of superbly cooked beef greets them as they step into the house. And then just wait until they see the dining room table with a thick, juicy Kroger quality beef steak or a crusty brown beef roast awaiting their pleasure. And say, you'll get a lot of pleasure from the buying of Kroger quality beef because it's so economical. That's right. It's a mighty thrifty buy. And don't forget, when you buy nutritious and wholesome Kroger quality beef, you're getting beef that's carefully selected from the very best beef available on the market today. So be sure to visit your Kroger store soon, the only place you can buy it, and get Kroger quality beef. It's waiting for you at your Kroger store. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Penny Gibbs has at last gone to see the strange Mrs. Carrie Carlton, the wealthy and mysterious old woman who, for a reason not yet revealed, telephoned Penny that she had to see her right away. Penny has still not returned. And at Penny's home, Freddie Lang is worried.
I tell you, Nora, if Gibbsy ain't back from that Carlton dame's dump soon, I'm going up there and get her.
Oh, crickets, Freddie, there's nothing to worry about. Mrs. Carlton isn't going to hurt Miss Gibbs.
No. Well, maybe she ain't going to bang her around so she's got bruises or nothing like that. But I don't trust rich dames. This old lady Carlton's just about as rich as they come.
Why don't you trust rich people, Freddie?
Just because I don't, that's why.
That's no reason.
Reason enough for me.
Well, it isn't reason enough for me. I think you hate rich people because you're jealous. You wish you could be rich, too.
Oh, no, kid, no, I don't. Maybe I wish I had more dough than I got. In fact, I sure do wish I had more dough than I got. But I ain't itching to be rich. Not like Madeline Dodge or old lady Carlton or any of them punks up at Glen Cove.
Why not? And don't say it's just because.
Okay, I'll tell you why not. But you probably won't understand anyway. I don't want to be lousy rich because I seen what a pile of dough has done to those jerks up in Glen Cove. Now look, just because they got dough, they figure they got everything. They think that because they can flash a wad of green stuff that they don't have to be on the level with nobody at all. They figure that if they do something wrong, they can buy their way out of it. They got some wacky idea that just because they got a couple of million bucks in the bank that they're better off than a guy with maybe just, well, 15 cents in his pocket.
Well, aren't they, Freddie?
Are you kidding? Look, I got one buck in my pocket, see? One sad, lonesome buck.
Yeah.
Now, am I all of a sudden going to turn into a better guy because I got a pocket that looks like the inside of the U.S. Mint? No, I'm not. But I'm going to think that I'm better than some poor guy who's still got that same lonesome buck. And you, how about you, Nora? What if you had more dollars than freckles?
I don't have freckles.
The heck you don't.
Well, just a few.
Okay. Now, what if you had, let's say, 1,000 fish for every freckle?
I'd buy some super clothes.
Sure you would. And then all of a sudden you'd think it was hot stuff and all your fancy rigging and you'd start walking around with your nose up in the air.
Oh, Freddie, I would not.
Well, you don't know. Maybe you wouldn't. At least I hope not. You know, if anybody could handle dough and still stay, well, an all right guy, I think you could. That ain't the way it is with most of those dames who hit it rich. You know, Nora, all of a sudden they get fancy ways, and dames that they used to borrow car fare from, they ain't good enough to speak to them no more. And if a maid don't speak with a French accent, she ain't no maid.
Oh, Freddie, it isn't that bad.
No?
No.
Well, maybe not, but, well, that's bad enough. And just the same, I ain't going to bust my neck for a load of heavy dough and grow up to be a lower-down jerk than I am already.
You and Daddy are both going to make a lot of money with the dairy. What are you going to do about that?
Listen, kid, the dough me and your old man make ain't going to make us millionaires. We'll still be counting nickels and dimes.
But a lot of nickels and dimes make dollars.
Sure, I ain't allergic to having more than I got right now. Mm-hmm. I just ain't interested in overdoing it and getting Glen Cove-itis and living in a big house, riding around the back seat of a big car like I was a big guy or something. Hey, look, what are we worrying about getting rich for? Maybe we're crazy or something, huh?
Oh, I think it's just super worrying about being rich. Oh, I wish that were my only worry.
Look, kid, you don't have to worry about that.
Oh?
Nah. You know, some rich guy is going to come along one of these days and he's going to marry you and you'll be the very fancy-dressed Mrs. Van something or other. And maybe you'll hand me a hunk of pie out the back door sometime, huh?
I'm not going to marry anyone who's rich.
No? That's what you say now, Nora. Wait till some guy that's rich, he comes along and he tells you how much he loves you and how he won't be happy until you and him got your names on a joint checking account.
Oh, Crickets, what are you talking about?
You don't know, huh? That's good. Hope you never do find out, Nora. Just stay a cute kid and wear dresses like you got on now and an apron that's a little mussed up like that one is and your hair down like you got it now so it bounces along when you walk. And don't care if you get a smudge on your face and lay off the makeup, except a little lipstick maybe, and, well, one of these days you'll make those bank account Venuses look like the ads for before.
Oh, Freddie.
And don't lose the giggle either, kid. That's
good. Oh, it's silly. I know it, but I can't help it. And you don't have to tease me about it.
I ain't teasing you, Nora. And if you figure I am, it's just because I don't talk so good. And I don't get across what I'm trying to say.
I'm sorry.
I'm the one that's sorry, kid. With plenty to be sorry about, too.
Oh, Freddie.
Look, let's not go into that, will we? We got a whole lot more important things to worry about than getting rich, Nora, or what's going to happen with me, or you getting any of that phony glamour. You know, I'm worried about Gibbsy being up at that Carlton Dame's joint.
Oh, Crickets, Freddie, you don't have to worry about Miss Gibbs. And besides, you're supposed to go out to the farm and help Daddy, aren't you?
Yeah, I know, but I still want to wait here until Gibbsy gets back
not be back for hours yet, and you promised Daddy you'd be out there this afternoon.
Well, I'll just have to
you
call him up and...
You will not break your promise, Freddie. Now go out and help Daddy, please, for me. He's so anxious to get the dairy ready to open.
Well, holy mackerel, so am I, but
well,
I can't
you won't have
just...
it ready for months if you stand around here and worry about Miss Gibbs. Oh, please, Freddie. Daddy can't do it all alone.
You think I'm backing out, don't you?
Oh, no, you know I don't mean that, but there's work to do outside on the farm this afternoon, and you can't get it done after dark. Oh, please go out and help, Daddy. You promised him you would. Please.
Okay, kid, I guess you're right. I shouldn't let your old man do all the work by himself.
Thank you, Freddie.
Oh, don't go thanking me none, Nora. I'm doing this myself, too, you know. But look, when Gibbsy gets back here, you make her stay here till I get here, too, will you? Because I want to find out what goes on at that Carlton joint.
All right, Freddie, I'll tell her. Will you say hello to Daddy for me?
Yeah, sure I will, kid. Maybe he'll send back a kiss for you. Maybe I'll take care of that department, too.
How are you coming, Freddie? Getting the nails in straight?
Yeah, sure, Mr. Williams. I banged that one in like I knew just what I was doing. Hey, you know, this dump is getting to look like something, ain't it?
Won't be long before we're ready to open for business, Freddie.
Yeah, as far as getting the joint and the machinery in shape, but... Look, what are we going to do about running it? I don't know nothing about the dairy business.
I don't know much either. I hired 4 dairymen this morning. First-class dairymen, too.
Yeah? Hey, that's great. They going to hit us for much dough?
I had to pay them pretty much, Freddie. But they'll earn it. Our whole success depends on their ability. That's why I thought it'd be smart to get good men. Have to make up the difference saving money in some other department.
Yeah, I guess we can do that okay, though. You know, I was just thinking that we'd hire a couple of guys to drive the trucks, but maybe we can do that ourselves for a while, too, huh?
I'm willing.
Yeah, me too. We'll take the routes then, and, I found 2 secondhand trucks yesterday.
Well, fine. Were they expensive?
No, they're practically ready for the junk heap. The guy almost paid me to take them away.
Well, Freddie, the trucks have to run. We can't push them to town.
Don't you worry about that, Mr. Williams. I don't know nothing about milking cows or running a dairy. And I ain't been much help to you on the carpentry around here either. But I sure know cars and engines. And I'll fix those junk heaps up so that you'll think they was practically brand new.
Well, that's right. You know machinery. Nora said you fixed the icebox at Miss Gibbs' house the other night.
Yeah, that's right. Don't you worry, Mr. Williams. Those trucks are going to be okay. And I'll keep the machinery in the dairy purring along pretty good, too. But I guess that's just about all the good that I am going to be until I savvy this dairying business a little more.
Well, Freddie, I think we're going to have a pretty well-balanced setup. You'll handle maintenance, I'll handle sales. We'll leave the actual operation of the dairy to the men I hired.
Okay. And you and me will double up on the deliveries until we can pay the freight on a couple of drivers, then.
I don't know why. We can't operate that way for a long time. Sounds good to me. How about you?
Oh, it's great. It's all right. Only, Milkmen deliver milk early in the morning, don't they?
Yes, we'll probably pull away from here at 4 or 5 in the morning. Maybe earlier when we have longer routes.
Maybe earlier than 4? I knew there was going to be something about this business that I didn't like.
You'll get used to it, Freddy. But look, we'll never be dairymen just talking about it. It'll be dark in a minute. Let's finish this outside wall in the barn and then call it a day.
Okay. Hey, you want to toss me a handful of those nails that won't bend when you hit them crooked?
Here, try these, Freddy. They're guaranteed not to bend if you hit them straight.
Hey, what guarantees that you're going to hit them straight, though? Hey, Gibbsy, is that you?
Yes, Freddy, I'm home.
Hey, Nora, Gibbsy's home. Come on out of the kitchen. Let's get all the dough.
I'll be out in just a minute.
Well, you seem awfully excited, Freddy. Why?
You know why, Gibbsy. I want to know all that happened up at old Lady Carlton's today.
Oh, that.
Yeah.
Oh, Freddy and I are just dying to hear what happened.
Well, Nora, it wasn't half as bad as I thought it would be.
But it was still rough going, huh, Gibbsy?
Now, Freddy, Mrs. Carlton's rather a gruff person. She has a very abrupt manner. I was kind of afraid of her at first.
What does she look like, Miss Gibbs?
Why don't you wake up, kid? Looks don't mean nothing.
Well, I think Mrs. Carlton do. She's a very big woman. A little bit plump.
Plump? You mean fat, don't you?
I said plump, no. She has dark hair with lots of silver in it, and a large round face. Oh, and she wears glasses and a long chain and carries a heavy silver-handled cane.
Cane, huh? Mm-hmm. What is it? High-class shillelagh?
No, Freddy. It's a very beautiful cane.
Miss Gibbs, was she just covered with diamonds?
Well, no, she was wearing a few. Nothing very large and flashy except her ring. And that was enormous but very beautiful.
Yeah, but the old dame uses it for brass knuckles.
Oh, Freddy. You certainly have a lovely opinion of Mrs. Carlton, don't you?
She's a good-for-nothing rich dame who ought to be just...
Oh, Freddy, no, really. You have no right to criticize someone you don't know.
Yeah. Well, I know all that I want to know about
Freddy,
that old
gal. Freddy, you don't know anything about that woman. As a matter of fact, maybe you'll change your opinion when I tell you something.
Oh, crickets, what, Miss Kim?
Well, Nora, I know this will make you happy. And I think you'll be pleased too, Freddy.
I will, huh?
Mm-hmm, I think so. You both know that I've been looking everywhere for a job, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, I have one.
Oh, golly, Miss Gibbs, you're going to work for Mrs. Carlton?
That's right, Nora, starting at once.
Oh, Miss Gibbs, that's just super.
Listen, Nora, we don't know about that part yet. Gibbsy, what are you going to do for the old dame?
I'm sorry, Freddy. I can't tell you that.
So Penny is going to work for Mrs. Carlton. Why can't she say what she's going to do? Is there something wrong? What kind of a job can it be? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. During these winter days, you've probably discovered this. Your family always has a keen, hearty appetite. But it's no problem satisfying everyone when you serve Kroger quality beef. It's everybody's favorite main dish. And Kroger quality beef is the beef you can count on being the very best right now. What a welcome home for your family when they find it's Kroger quality beef for dinner. What a pleasant surprise to find beef stew, or a delicious, magnificently thick steak, or a mouth-watering roast of beef. Whatever their favorite may be, your family is going to be mighty happy to find that tasty, nourishing beef dish on their own dinner table. So hurry up and get Kroger quality beef at your Kroger store. And remember, Kroger quality beef, an exclusive Kroger feature, is deliciously tender and juicy. And it's at your Kroger store... Now your local announcer.